Item number nine, please.
Item number nine, Org Unit 9960, General County Debt Service.
Chairman, Supervisors, this budget accounts for and reports accumulation of county resources that are restricted or committed or assigned for the payment of principal and interest on long-term GO debt, general obligation debt. DOS fiscal staff worked alongside comptroller staff for the updated debt schedules included in the recommended budget. Funding required to service the county's debt obligation decreases from $51.6 million to $42.2 million, or approximately $9.4 million, and is highlighted by the following expenditures and revenues. Expenditures decreased by approximately $3.7 million due to debt service principal and interest costs decreasing by about $1.7 million, and an interest allocation abatement increase of approximately $2 million. Revenues increased by about $5.7 million, due mainly to a $6 million increase in contributions from reserve that allowed sales tax to be freed up and applied primarily to 2014 capital projects. Additionally, the annual payment for Frater Memorial Lutheran Hospital for the sale of Doyne Hospital is budgeted relatively static at about $6.1 million. It represents just under a $25,000 increase from 2013 adopted budget. You can take any questions that you may have.
Any questions? Comments?
If no questions on... number nine, and yes, Mr. Maskey.
On this budget in 9960, I issued a memo yesterday to the county executive saying that I took issue with the fact that he used $12 million of the debt service reserve to offset this budget. And the fact that last year with our surplus, we had a debt service reserve of close to $18 million. He had indicated he had a wish to maintain about a $10 million debt service reserve, but with the use of $12 million, we're down to approximately $6 million. I indicated we had the opportunity to be at that $10 million, and with the use of the $12 million, now it's a goal to try to achieve again. So you set a fiscal policy, you set a goal. We had achieved it, and now we're below that goal. So I indicated to him, you know, that I agree with the goal of $10 million. I think it'd be a good idea to be there. I just didn't agree using all of this amount to get to this level. So I'm hoping that we can work back towards the goal again of the $10 million.
Any comments? Supervisor Jurczyk?
First, can we get a copy of that letter?
Sure.
And we also I would like to understand a little further the policy issue that's being made, so policymakers have a better understanding of treating this.
Yeah, I believe right now it's a goal. It's really not a policy at all. It's kind of an idea that's there that it's good to have an amount, you know. And I think the exec has been trying to maintain the amount for a contingency account. And with the surplus that we had last year, I think it was a good goal. We've really never had a large debt service reserve, and it tends to be used every year for projects or for other areas. But it's good to keep a little bit aside for the future. So I will, if the memo doesn't discuss it, then, you know, I will talk about it. But I just felt it was necessary that I It's a financial-related issue. I believe it's a good financial goal. I think we had the opportunity to be there, but now it's a goal again. So I just needed to mention that. Thank you for your time.
Could I have a follow-up, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
I would appreciate it if you would, as the comptroller, because this is something that does concern me. It's one thing if this county is not dealing with deficit budgets to have this kind of a county practice being exercised. But when you're dealing with a deficit budget, as we have been, I think, since I've been on this board, I think there is an argument to be made for not being proactive, the way this county exec has been proactive, with regard to being overly concerned about that debt service. So if I'm correct, if this is a reasonable line of argument, I'd like you to address that. I mean, I think there is a difference between having a balanced budget going into the next year. I would love to see those days, as opposed to a deficit budget, and now how are we going to plan for that? And then you get issues like this thrown at you. I mean, I just think they're, and I don't have all the GFOA stuff, but I would hope that there is some ability with regard to dealing with deficit budgets and these kinds of issues. So if there are such policy directives coming from GFOA, please at least point us to it.
Yeah. And you have a difficult job no matter what with any budget because, you know, as Mr. Fudge has indicated, as Mr. Cady has indicated, you know, you've been dealing with a hole to begin a budget with every year. The exec has had to deal with it, and then you've had to deal with it going forward. The item that comes, GFOA doesn't suggest the dollar amount, but often we hear when we're in front of bond rating agencies is that one of the things that they always nick us on is that we don't have any reserve. How much reserve would they probably like of us? They probably like somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 50 million. Probably impossible. But, I mean, it's setting aside a dollar amount. I mean, this is $10 million. Right now we're in the neighborhood of six. You have other issues to deal with us on this budget. I am just stating, you know, my preference that I would like to see us at 10. You may make other decisions regarding that item going forward. There is nothing from the GFOA that says you have to have an amount. And bond rating agencies would prefer that you have an amount in there. But we've been able to, actually, we got an increase in our bond rating last year because we've dealt with the issues as they've come along and, from both sides. But I feel as the comptroller that I need to tell you that for a financial-related issue, I think this would be a good policy. It's a goal now, but it would be a good policy. But you've got to balance that against the item that you've specifically stated, which you've got deficits to deal with. You've got other holes. You've got, you know, taxpayers out there. You've got customers, people who you provide services to that you have to deal with, too. I just feel from my standpoint, I'm just saying what I believe would be good.
And that's what I want to hear from you. I think this committee has great respect for your opinions. At least I certainly do. What I would like very much is that you point us to those GFOA policies. And this does have a cost. If we get our bond rating lowered, it's going to cost us more to borrow money. So there is an impact. And I think, when we make decisions, we need to see all of that. It needs to be provided for us. Policymakers don't always have the expertise that goes with some of the issues. I'm willing to make the decisions, but I need to have someone point me to all of the repercussions of the decisions I'm going to make. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a question. The county executive decided to use $12 million in cash, I believe, on capital projects. Is that really substantially creating savings compared to like the situation that we do have now, having a debt reserve that's lower than we would have liked?
You have in this budget, you have $12 million being used out of the debt service reserve towards debt service cost in Org 9960. You have $10 million of property tax levy that's being used to pay for capital projects, you know, for which Mr. Cady indicated in his overview about $5.8 million of that could be borrowed for. So, I mean, having debt service instead of having capital projects funded with levy instead of going out and borrowing for it provides you a long-term savings because you don't have any interest costs going on beyond that issue. So it's kind of another good policy to have. The county has various policies that are out there. Try to have a contingency account. Maintain that account every year from year to year. Try to have amount of cash funding for your capital projects so you don't have to borrow, you know, the same amount and because of the needs. You have all of those good financial policies that are out there, but you also have had to deal with the deficits and other things that are out there too. So you have to balance that against, do I want to fund this with cash or do I want to go out and issue debt for this item? You know, do I want to fund an item with, you know, out of the debt service reserve, or do I want to make cuts in other programs or costs as a result of it?
Thank you for your insight. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Anyone else? Either what Mr. Maske said.
Thank you for the time to talk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any administrative response to why they would why they've sort of ignored the goal and taken the fund that low?
Mr. Fudge?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, it's a fair question, and I think the exec's office certainly agrees with the perspective that Mr. Manske provided. It's important to note that in September, with the land sale related to the zoo interchange, the executive, the administration proposed putting $2.8 million into the debt service reserve. That would have left the balance, in addition to the $6.1 million, at $9 million, which would have gotten us very close to our goal. We also had to balance leaving the $10 million with the outstanding capital needs. Supervisor Jurcik asked if there are best practices related to GFOA dealing with deficits every year. I have it open right now, and I can send you the link for dealing with distress, fiscal distress. One of them is containing long-term costs, and we've made a lot of progress on that, obviously, with fringe benefits and things like that, and that's one of the specific recommendations. The other is becoming more efficient, reducing your debt service costs and things like that. So certainly the goal of having $10 million in the debt service reserve had to be weighed against our outstanding capital needs. The fire brought into sharp relief the capital needs that we have. While it would have been, I think, preferable, and the county exec, I'm sure, will say that, to leave $10 million or more million in there, the use of these funds for these one-time capital projects designed to reduce our future maintenance costs, reduce our future debt service costs, reduce future operating costs, will enable us in the long term to build on that debt service reserve goal and hopefully put more than $10 million in.
Supervisor Lipscomb, do you have a follow-up?
So the first part of the answer that I heard was about how something that was done in September, you know, clearly the board didn't know what budget you were crafting in September. Were you suggesting that because the exec knew where he was going to put the funds, he knew he was going to make the fund nearly whole again? I mean, how are we supposed to read your mind, I guess, on that sort of thing? That always irritates me. But, and I get it that it's a complicated, you know, there are a lot of moving parts. But why wouldn't he have just left the fund at 10, and then we would talk about those things when they come up? When you have extra cash, then he can take on these one-time projects. But why plan to rate it in the budget and then tell us sort of after the fact, well, that was why we had our recommendation last month to do something different. I find that. Am I the only one confused by that?
No.
The logic of that?
Nice.
I don't know if there's an answer, but.
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, I appreciate what you're saying, and obviously, you know, as we were putting that item together for the September cycle, it was still in the middle of the budget process. We knew that we wanted to augment the debt service reserve as much as possible related to the one-time revenue from the zoo interchange. That was all happening at the same time where we were reviewing our capital and major maintenance needs. The goal when we put together that the DOT, the zoo interchange item, was to put it in the debt service reserve consistent with the policies that are in this budget, the large one-time revenues. Obviously, as 2013 has the fiscal situation with that has changed. It's not bad policy to use those funds to augment the appropriation for contingency for this cycle. Obviously, things happen. So the goal with putting the $2.8 million in there was to leave it in the debt service reserve for this purpose. It will probably be used for the 13 appropriation for contingencies, which honestly is the purpose of a reserve, and so we're having to use those funds maybe earlier than we had anticipated. So hopefully that answers your question, but that was the thinking at the time.
No, now I'm more confused. In September, the administration's recommendation was to put it in the debt service reserve, and the board instead moved it to the fund for contingencies. You're now saying that it'll likely be needed there. Is that what I just heard?
I think, Mr. Chairman and supervisors, it's possible that it will be needed there because of the 13, because of what's going on in 2013 with the deteriorating sales tax,
right,
with fringe benefits and things like that. It's possible that it may be necessary to augment 2013 so that we don't create a deficit that we have to deal with in 2015. What I'm trying to explain is that at the time that we were putting the September item together to put $2.8 million into the debt service reserve, it was assumed that funding could be safely put into the debt service reserve because we were okay for 2013. Obviously, as new information has arisen, it's gotten us a little further away from our goal, and that's, as I mentioned, things happen. The goal still with using the funds that are in the recommended budget for capital items still remains the same. It is to fund items that need major maintenance and that will reduce our ongoing operating costs. So while we're not as close to the goal, whether it's $6.1 million or $9 million, we've at least made progress because, as the comptroller said, we've always routinely spent it down to zero. So certainly we've done our best to try to leave funding in there to get towards that goal, again, recognizing the significant capital needs that we have and recognizing the needs that we have in 2013.
I'm done. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Jersey.
I'm going to just take a little different tack on this, because I think the county exec is making some significant policy decisions. She's the purview of this board. We even got what I consider a fairly conservative attorney general opining that. If the county exec presents a budget and he's making policy decisions, then he should at least provide that information up front. It should be spelled out for us that he is making a policy decision, as opposed to preparing a budget within existing county policy. There's a difference there. And I fear that there's a lot more of that in this budget. But I basically agree with the comptroller's position. They had already achieved that $10 million. So that we can preserve bond rating, et cetera. That decision to change something like that is for policymakers. And if the county exec's going to do that, he should be upfront about it. And that's where I have a lot of problem with it. So, you know, I really hope that we can flesh these policy decision-making out of the budget. And I would appreciate, number one, I want to receive your GFOA comments, because I think, you know, dealing with deficits requires policymakers to weigh priorities. But I don't appreciate it when it's being done in a way that's not even fleshed out for us. So that's my comment on it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Supervisor. Let us go on to item number 10, unless someone's got a quick comment, fast comment.